Blog Talk Radio.
It's IWS Radio featuring Guy on Your Dick, Slutterball Scott, Kirk Douglas, Bobby Kraft, Meditations by Martin, Reverend Moneymaker, Dixie Ozark, Paul Pyatt, and Stubby Stonehenge. Special guest star, Schmoop, with musical guest, Mrs. Louise and the Iceman.
Better lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
And now, straight from the bar, your hosts, Matt Man and J-Man. Hola, and welcome to another exciting edition of I'm With Stupid, a.k.a. IWS Radio. This is J-Man, come to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas, and sitting very close to me, giving me the eye, is a man who is great at giving out advice, but not so great at taking it. These Matt Man bitches.
Cheers and welcome to IWS. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And J-Man, I have to tell you, I don't know if that Chinese lady was complimentary towards me or not. It didn't sound like it.
Well, no, I mean, but they never do, you know?
Kind of sounded like she was cussing an egg roll.
Yeah, she could have been. I don't know. Yeah. I used to work with a couple of with a Chinese couple, and the woman would talk to her husband like that, but then she would laugh. So I don't know.
They could. Maybe she was passive aggressive.
Maybe she was.
Not that we know anyone like that.
No, no. Not at all. Not at all.
So another glorious Sunday here on I'm With Stupid. We got some guests in the chat room, and we've got Dana, Lou, and Sue, and of course, J-Man.
How you doing?
We got the uber lovely Jamie.
Oh, yeah. My favorite Canadian. Probably the best Canadian there ever was.
Yes.
Or ever will be.
Uh-huh. Probably listening to us from her bed.
That's right.
All
in
have
bed with
naked,
Jamie.
Whatnot.
Yeah. We're just cuddling up with Jamie in bed
today.
Keeping everybody warm.
Because it gets cold up there.
It does. It does. As Jamie told us in the Canada report a couple weeks ago, Canadian winters. Ain't no joke, man.
They ain't no joke, you hosers. So how's things with you, J-Man? How's your week been?
Well, not too bad at all, really. It's so far it's been a warm fall.
Mm-hmm.
And still getting the temperatures up into the 80s. Yesterday wasn't so bad because it was rainy and a little cooler.
Yeah.
But, you know, not too bad. Nothing horrible happening.
That's good.
Nothing too major. Had a little incident, little dog incident in the parking lot this week.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd gone.
What happened?
Well, I get back from, I'd gone to Walgreens, which that's another story I'll tell here in a little bit. And getting the Pepsis, you know, because they had the deal on Pepsis. And Pepsis
but you're
expensive.
Still only
you gotta,
drinking one a day, right?
I'm still only drinking one a day, but if they got them on sale, you got to go get them, right?
There you go. Okay.
All right. Because, yeah, shit's expensive. Anyway, so I've got this little cart, you know, because they're heavy, you know, and I'm getting them out of the trunk of the car, and here comes this little puppy dog, his tail's just a wagging like crazy, a little mutt, you know, comes running up to me, and so I'm like, you know, I'm doing the old, well, hey, little buddy, you know, talking to him, and he's, you know, getting he's running out into traffic, so I holler at him to come back over to me, and I'm petting him. And I'm trying to, I look on his, he's got a little tag, and it says that he's had his rabies shot. and it gives a little a code number there, but it doesn't have a, you know, phone number or anybody to call.
Right.
So I'm thinking, well, I'll, you know, get him to come back around over by my apartment. I'll call the vet and I'll, you know, see if they know who he is, you know. And just as I was getting ready to head back, he head inside, this woman comes walking around the building talking on her cell phone. And she waves at me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she comes walking up to me, and I said, oh, hey, is he yours? And she just nods and picks the dog up and walks away.
Okay.
That's it. So she's walking away, and I'm like, you're welcome. And she just kind of waves with her phone at me.
Ah, of course, the phone. Now,
thanks to me, your dog is alive.
Uh-huh.
You know, because your dog was running out in traffic. I saved his life. You're welcome. How about a hug?
Been a little humid out, you could have slipped and dropped a case of Pepsi on him, but you didn't.
I didn't, exactly.
Damn, that's just rude.
Hell, God, I know it. Next time I'll just take the dog and steal it.
There you go.
I'll call the pound on that dog's ass.
that's too bad.
I know. What really sucks is that I didn't have enough time to get a couple of pictures of him, because that would have gotten a ton of likes on Facebook.
Oh, God, yeah. Chicks dig puppies.
Oh, they do, man. They are all over. Oh, you got a puppy.
You would have gone viral, J-Man.
Yeah,
viral.
Might have.
Although there's a few ladies who say you are viral.
Well, that's true.
But that's for another show.
Yeah, that's right. We'll deal with that another time.
We'll do that on our infectious diseases show.
When we call up the CDC.
Yeah, that, oh, man, that'd be great.
Oh, man, the message we're going to leave for them.
Why is my pee blue?
There's white pus oozing out. Oh, never mind.
Lupus. Is it lupus?
Could you alert the media?
Yeah.
So how about you, Matt? How?
Oh, J-Man. Woo! Been a rough week and a half at the beer mine.
Oh, man. That's too bad.
Every day. And maybe because we are having such nice weather late into September. All the rude people they're not going back to their homes for the winter. They're still out in public and coming through the beer mine.
Uh-oh.
Had a little incident Friday.
Yeah, well, you said you almost had to ban somebody.
Yeah, almost. This lady who comes through like 4 or 5 times a day and gets see they got these little 16-ounce Bud and Bud Lights plastic bottles. They're $1.06. So she
bargain.
Comes through. Yeah, she comes through 3 or 4 or 5 times a day and gets three at every, you know, passing through.
Good Lord.
So when she showed up at about 8:40 on Friday, she was pretty popped.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And she tried to order some stuff. I tried to understand. It was hard to understand. She was speaking half Nubian, half Khoi language, and I couldn't tell what the hell she wanted. Well, I got her order wrong, and she was not going to have anything of it. So I said, well, you go outside, come around, because I got cars behind you, and we'll settle up. Well, she didn't like that. Things got ugly. I was the man trying to keep her down.
Uh-huh.
And it was hard to tell actually what she wanted because there was like 5 people in the car and they're all talking at the same time, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was ugly.
Yeah. And finally you just screamed,
what the hell is wrong with you people? Actually, I came pretty close to that. I don't think I said quite that, but I said something close to it. So that kind of ruined my Friday. And it always happens, Jay, because the day, you know, 12 to 9, 9 hours, it was all, you run a risk of jerks through a drive-thru. But it always has to be right at the end. You're having a good day, and then bam.
Yeah.
You're almost out of there.
Yeah, and you know, it's like triple bogey in the 18th hole.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, you think you've had a pretty decent day, and then,
yep.
you know, then you lip out that two-footer, and then, oh, God.
That's
all you can think about. All
yeah.
you can think about. You're going to break 100 for the first time. The a-hole
like
you were playing with wouldn't give you the putt, so you had to try to make it, and you missed.
I know. So it's been like that for like a week and a half there for some reason. But yesterday, I think we turned a tide. 11-9 at the beer mine in Digajay, man. And I know you were upset when I told you this last night. But no jerks. No rude people.
Yeah, no rude people.
10 hours
for the whole day.
Of pleasantries.
What's up with that?
I know. I don't know. I'm not going to question it. I liked it.
Yeah, well, I do.
So.
Yeah. Well, Dana in the chat room. How you doing, Dana?
I see that.
And we're going to hear from Dana here in a little bit.
Oh, yes, we are.
And she just wants you to know that if it makes you feel any better, Mike had to cut off two groups of people at the bowling alley last night and toss them out. Because, you know, the sign says no lobbing of the bowling ball. And they would not.
That's right.
Oh. And you kept hearing that thump. He's like, all right, I've had it. You're out of here.
And I'll tell you what, Mike's more of a man than I, because any time a 16-year-old can stand up to a group of drunk bowlers, he is the man.
Yep. And, oh, they called to register formal complaints. That's something we all love to have, formal complaints.
Yeah, I always hope for that, too. I hope if someone, after I chew them out, says, I'm going to talk to your boss, I encourage them to do so.
Because they are going to be so sorry.
Exactly.
because they don't realize that while they want to talk to your boss can talk all freaking day.
Uh-huh. And they're going to find out how nice of a guy I truly am.
Man, they'll be the ones trying to get off the phone with him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to go, hold on, let me tell you something. Old Mississippi Mike here.
Old drive-by's farming now. It's farming season. They got to harvest. He's out there in the combine. He's in his mode. He's a happy man right now.
Yep. Living the life.
Yep. Just him and his combine, talk radio, just pulling up beans and kern.
It sounds like fun, I guess.
Yeah. Well, when Mike's happy, I'm happy.
Yeah. And when you're happy, I'm happy. So. That's how it all works.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, BTR gave me a scare this morning.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, you know, BTR sends out the old, you know, your show is about to start thing.
Right.
Or, you know, the show that you follow is about to start. Well, normally they send it about 45 minutes before the show starts.
Mm-hmm.
Today, they send it out well over an hour early.
Oh, God.
So I'm thinking, oh, crap, I scheduled the show for the wrong time. And I look, and it's like, it was 9:58. And I thought, if they did, I've got 2 minutes to fix it. Oh, my God. So I click on BTR, and, of course, it takes forever to get into BTR sometimes.
Yeah, it's not the swiftest website in the world.
Oh, and I'm sitting here going, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I may have to just yell at Matt and go, run! Call in. But, no, anyway, everything's fine.
I had a similar incident. That's funny. Because at 9:46, I'm still typing some things out. And then I look at the clock. I see it's 9:46, and I'm thinking, holy cow, we go on at 11. Because we used to.
A long
on
time
Wednesday.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
For 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sometimes you have those weird flashbacks.
That's right.
But anyway, some breaking news this morning, Matt.
Really?
Breaking news as reported first here on IWS Radio by Slider Balzcock, our sports director.
Yes.
University of South Carolina has fired head coach Lane Kiffin. Oh, wait, it's the other USC. Yeah, Southern California. Yeah, Southern Cal took Lane Kiffin off the team bus after they arrived at LAX last night and fired his ass in the parking lot.
Oh, that's a shame.
I tell you, Lane Kiffin is a straight-up assassin. I mean, that's a mafia hit right there.
Hey, maybe the Oakland Raiders have a position for him.
Well, he already was there once, and they got fired from there. And just see him, you know, Tom Hagen walking up. Hey, Lane, boss says we need to take two vehicles. Send the team on with the bus and come with us. Can you get me out of it for old time's sake?
Yeah,
and if you don't know that Godfather reference, then I can't help you. Jeez.
Yeah.
Anyway, they fired him last night.
At least Belima didn't get fired last night.
No reason to. Arkansas lost.
They hung tough.
But,
they hung tough
they,
with
it. They hung tough, and they looked good out there. They just, you know. Freshmen and sophomores make mistakes that juniors and seniors wouldn't make in different situations. So, yeah, these things happen.
Yeah. Notre Dame, on the other hand.
Remember when Brian Kelly was an offensive genius? Remember that, Matt?
Yes. Hey, I've made notes. I've always had mixed emotions since he took over because
I think
know. He's the world's greatest douchebag. And
yeah.
Everyone in Cincinnati does too, because he's a jerk.
Yeah, but I don't know what Notre Dame can do about it, because they're probably still having to pay Ty Willingham and what asshole at Kansas, whatever his name is, Charlie Weiss. Yeah, so that'd be three coaches they'd be paying off.
Oh.
So you're stuck with him.
Anyway.
Unlike Arkansas, who, of course, doesn't have to pay off Bobby Petrino, thanks to his 21-year-old girlfriend. Yeah. I hope Bobby Petrino gets a chance at Southern Cal. I mean, that would just be perfect for him. There's no temptation out there for him at all.
And we have another guest who is logged into the room. And
all
if
right.
anyone would like to call in today, as we get into our topic today, Jay, because you know today's a big day.
It is a big day.
It's
lots
Confucius
going on this
day.
Week.
Confucius Day.
That's right.
Wisdom and understanding.
Yeah.
Which is embodied in the person that is Ted Cruz.
Right.
Who's wisdom and understanding.
Who's still talking, probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In fact, let's check in real quick.
Oh, that'd
see
be
if
great.
Ted, let's see what Ted's talking about. Let's see what he's doing.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over.
Ooh.
Wow.
Getting warmed up. Giving us a little Herb Brooks. Giving us a little Miracle on Ice talk.
Mm-hmm. He's a true patriot.
Yes, he is.
But you know who's a true patriot of the mind, J-Man?
Who's that?
Well, you know, it's Confucius Day, but he has a lesser-known brother who is probably a little wiser, and his name's Profucius.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So let's see what he has to say.
Our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall, and then getting up and kicking the piss out of the man who tripped us.
And many of you out there may remember Profusus as the voice of E.T.
Which stood for Eastern Terrestrial.
Exactly. And we will hear lots more from both Ted and Pro throughout the day.
Yeah, both Ted Cruz and Profusus are very what's the word I want?
Prolific.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, man. Ted, man, what a speech he gave.
Oh, God, it was great.
21 hours up there. He read from Green Eggs and Ham.
Yeah.
Which was the perfect metaphor for, you know, wanting to defund Obamacare, since it was all about, you know, giving something a chance it may actually be good. But,
In fact, he kind of used that Green Eggs and Ham thing to call you and I out on our website.
Well, he did, over at IWSradio.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of hurtful.
He is. Ted is our person of the week.
Yes, he is. He's a sexy man.
Good looking Canadian man.
Yeah. With a little Cuban flair.
Well, yeah. Oh, that's the sexiness. You know, he's got a little rhythm. Probably can salsa dance.
Yeah.
Maybe a little tango.
So freaking hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, but by the way, Ted called me up. You know, when people want to complain about something you've said or done, they call me. I don't know if you noticed this or not.
Well, I have noticed that.
Yeah. Anyway, Ted called me up this morning. He's in a rage, which is, you know, kind of a shock for him.
Uh-huh.
And because you said on the Person of the Week thing that he went to Harvard. In fact, he went to Princeton, and by God, he wants you to know it. And he went to Harvard Law School. But he graduated from Princeton.
Excuse me.
Princeton, Harvard, and Yale are the upper Ivies.
Yeah.
The better Ivies of the, you know, the rest of them are. Brown, Penn, Cornell, it might as well be, you know, Bowling Green State.
Hey, now.
Bam. They're the Western Kentucky of the Ivy Leagues. Yeah.
Well, let's see. So, shit. J-Man.
Yes.
Ted's not done.
Oh, he's not?
No.
I was really hungry when I exited the Senate floor after my 21-plus-hour speech the other day, so I stopped by Burger King. I got some of those new crinkle-cut fries. They call them saddest fries. Well, let me tell you, they should call them Al-Qaeda fries, because they blew up my colon, and I had the runs for nearly as many hours as I was speaking on the Senate floor. And another thing, I think that President Obama should go fuck.
Wow, he's still going at it. Don't talk to anyone who won't listen.
Have you tried the saddest fries yet, Matt?
No, I haven't.
Are you excited to?
No, not really. I'm not a big Burger King fan.
That is not
a quality meal at a fair price.
No, it's not. That's a pretty expensive joint right there.
No kidding. I think the last time Snoop and I went there, it was like $14.
Exactly.
And we didn't get like 8 burgers or anything. We got a couple burgers, some fries. $14 later, we're crying while we're sitting on the toilet.
$14 and you put them in the fridge to cool them off, then you reheat them. And
I'll tell you what, Jay,
all
man.
All hell broke loose.
You know, Sunday is fast food day here.
Yes, I know.
And we got a little Taco Bell chilling in the fridge right now, baby.
Ooh, yeah. What are you going to reheat later?
Taco Supremes and Burrito Supremes.
All right.
Yes. Because we don't like our food well done. We like it redone.
Redone. That's right. At the Redone Cafe. Mm. Well, you know, speaking of burritos,
mm-hmm.
I just couldn't stand it. Couldn't resist temptation. I tried a 39-cent burrito from Aldi.
Oh, my God. Yes.
And lived to tell about it. The old beef and bean burrito. It wasn't so bad. It wasn't so bad. Now, I don't know.
Do you know what brand it was?
Aldi brand. Aldi brand.
Did it just say burrito on the package?
Yeah, just a white package that says beef and bean burrito. Eat at your own risk.
Did it meow while it was nuking?
Yeah, it should have said beef-ish and bean.
That's right.
Beef-like substance and bean burrito. But it wasn't bad. 39 cents, it wasn't bad at all, actually.
Well, that's good.
You know, you get home and just set it on the pilot light and let it warm throughout the afternoon.
Damn right.
You got a delicious and filling lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Good fiber. Good protein.
Put it on the pilot light at 4 by 7:30. You know, Entertainment Tonight comes on. You can watch a little video of Mario Lopez while you're eating your Aldi burrito.
There you go.
Ole, baby.
Sexy man, that Mario Lopez.
Ripped. He's ripped.
Oh, he is. And smart, too. Not giving any real credit for smarts. And, let's check in with Ted Cruz again.
Oh, that'd be great.
Alphabetically. Art Barkian, Abacanesia who? I hate you! Aaron B. Benson who? I hate you. Hate. Double hate. Loathe entirely.
You know, when you're talking that long, and he still is. It's been like 88 hours now, hasn't it?
It has been.
You start to lose your mind.
A little bit. Oh, you know what? Big day today.
What's that?
Big night tonight, actually. Everybody's getting ready. People sleeping in, preparing themselves for the Breaking Bad series finale.
God.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait till it's over.
I can't either.
And you know who is completely ignoring the whole thing?
Who?
Dana.
You're kidding me.
No.
Well, why would I even say that? Of course she is.
Of course she is. In fact, Dana wants to let everybody know that not only is she ignoring it, but she's ignoring it for very important intellectual reasons.
Of course.
And a special correspondent this week, Dana, for IWS Radio.
Hello, all you simpleton lemmings. Dana here to let you know what pathetic losers you are on behalf of IWS Radio. It's no accident that y'all are tuned into this show. Matt and Jay's intellect is rivaled only by that of a garden tool. The good news? Since I have this plethora of single brain-celled listeners at my disposal, it won't take much to baffle you with my remarkable genius. Have I lost you yet with these big words? No? Are you sure? Let me give you a moment to find that brain cell that's rattling around like a BB in a boxcar. Are you ready? Tonight, millions of dedicated Breaking Bad bitches will be drawn to their TVs like moths to the light to watch the series finale. I, of course, haven't even entertained the idea of watching a single episode of this silly little brain-dead show. Why should I? I'm not a Jonesy meth head. I have far more intellectual activities to engage in. While you are sitting in a puddle of your own drool, watching Walter White do whatever it is he does, I will be rewatching Season 2 of HBO's The Newsroom. The Newsroom is to Breaking Bad what Infinite Jest is to the Twilight series. Wait. Most of you think Infinite Jest is a book of knock-knock jokes, don't you? Let's move on. There's a reason Jeff Daniels won the Emmy over Bryan Cranston, and it has nothing to do with the number of Emmy voters with direct links to HBO. It's about intelligent, clever dialogue dealing with real-world issues versus human disaster porn. Simple people watch simple shows, like Breaking Bad, while complex and intelligent people watch shows like The Newsroom. Of course, you do realize that I didn't watch the Emmys. I learned of Jeff Daniels' win via New York Magazine's tweet. While y'all are fully engrossed in your Twitter feed from E! Entertainment and People Magazine, I filled my feed with the likes of TED Talks and the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. You know, NASA? Those people who really are rocket scientists? So all of you Breaking Bad cretins, you enjoy your little TV show tonight, and then maybe tomorrow you can, once again, pretend to be as smart as people like me. On Thursday, you might even be able to pull off watching Big Bang Theory while pretending that the jokes you are laughing at are the things smart people actually find funny. I'll comfort myself in knowing that, little by little, your brain is continuing to atrophy. That's spelled A-T-R-O-P-H-Y. You can Google that later. While my brain continues to get stronger and more brilliant. Have fun, you simpering muttonheads. This has been Smugly Superior with Dana. Now back to the brilliant and subtle humor of IWS Radio.
You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network.
Well, I'll tell you what.
There you go. She told them what it is, what it was, what it shall be.
Half the audience left the chat room during that, but that's okay,
Dan. Did.
They probably had an accounting meeting to go to. That's all right.
He's teasing. They didn't leave. They fell asleep, but they didn't. No. Kidding. Kidding.
Kidding. We kid because we love.
Yeah, that's. I got to point out, though, that Dana and I were collaborating a little on that this week, she is the one who knew that Big Bang Theory was on Thursday. So I thought it was on Monday.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, you know what? I mean, I know it's probably
not
a difficult moment for her. No. And it's probably very difficult for her because she didn't want anybody to think she watches Big Bang Theory, but she couldn't resist the urge to correct me.
Yeah.
But thank you, Dana.
Yeah, and not that her and Kaylee Cuoco getting it on wouldn't test.
Have never considered that possibility.
But
now
you have, haven't you? That's a whole lot of racket smacking together right there.
That would be some Big Bang Theory. I got a few.
Oh, yeah.
Let's try that again. I got a few Big Bang Theories about that. Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Dana, for your outstanding correspondent work for us.
And of course, Dana said in the chat room that she Googled it.
Well, we'll give you one of these, Dana.
Good stuff.
And just let everybody out there know, all the people in the chat room, all the guests in the chat room, remind you real quickly that you can participate in the chat room if you'd like to register at BTR. It is free and easy, just like your host.
Damn right. And just like Dana did, thankfully, and thanks again, Dana, You can always participate in the show.
Yeah.
Record something for us. Just get a hold of J-Man or I.
Yep. You want to give us a little news update from your neck of the woods?
Mm-hmm. And
make
just
a few
like
observations.
Jamie has.
Right. It's like Jamie has, and Jamie will again here soon.
Hey.
That's right. And hope we got some breaking news for you, Matt.
Uh-oh.
It being Confucius Day, it's important to see if people are giving us any deep thoughts on Twitter. And just to let everybody know that Sally Doobie Fly, and I have no idea what she means by Doobie and Fly. I don't know what that means in her name. Anyway, she just let everybody know, if everything coming easy to you, you not doing some right.
God, that's impressive right there.
Some deep, deep, deep thoughts from a woman who is as hot as a pistol. Let me
great googly moogly.
And Dana wants to let us know that she had to put out $14.95 for a Logitech headset at Walmart to do that little piece. So.
Well, there you go. We appreciate that.
Yeah, that was sure. Nice. That
she
was
can
nice.
Probably write that off somehow. Being
yeah,
an
business,
accountant and all,
expense.
I'm sure
yeah.
She knows how to do that.
Yeah, I thought she already had a headset probably because, you know, they figured that her boyfriend's son had a headset. That's something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all those youngsters do. They got all the gadgets.
The kids. All the kids with their video games and their headsets.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, headphones and earbuds and what have you.
I'll tell you what, J-Man, after that scintillating comment from Twitter, Profucius has something to say about that.
Oh, yeah.
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with asking everyone if they've gone to the bathroom.
Well, you know, some people just can't quite go as long as others.
Well,
stop freaking.
If you want to go
anything.
First, get off to a good start.
Well, yeah. You want to get that first maybe hour in before.
Exactly. A robust
you...
start.
Yeah. Cover some ground
mm-hmm.
till you see that, you know, first Flying J truck stop and go, probably ought to stop here.
Although, you know what would be fun? It'd be fun to pee off the Great Wall of China.
Oh, man. Oh, well, I'm going to do that someday if I ever visit.
Probably hit a farmer on the head with it. That'd be awesome.
Well, now, do you pee onto the China side or on the Mongolia side?
You got to pee on the Chinese side. If you pee on the Mongolian side, they wouldn't care. They would just say, they're kind of like Asian Jews. These things happen.
Of course, you know, and a lot of it depends on which way the wind's blowing.
That's true, too.
I would suspect it's a pretty windy place up there.
Oh, yeah.
But the Great Wall of China,
especially during monsoon season.
Yeah.
But the monsoons are a wind, not a rain.
Ah, see?
I'm sure Kirk Douglas knew that.
Probably.
Not.
No, most people don't know things like that.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it would probably trip some people up on Jeopardy.
Sometimes, J-Man, I am the Encyclopedia Matt Tanaka.
Yes, you are.
Uh-huh.
And we'll give you one of these.
And you know what I wish other people would give us, J-Man?
What's that?
A call at 661-244-9852.
Yeah, they could call us up and they could tell us about their Chinese food restaurant stories, because everybody's got some good ones.
Exactly.
Schmoopster's
a big Chinese food nut.
Really?
Oh, God, yes.
That's a little disturbing.
Well, yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, see, I'm a little concerned about this. I'm concerned that she's a big Chinese food fan, but she doesn't like pot pies.
She likes pot stickers, but not pot pies.
That's odd. That's odd.
I think that's kind of an uppity thing. You know, she's too good for, she's too good for pot pie.
Yeah, she thinks she's above a 79-cent chicken pot pie from Aldi. Oh,
man.
Well.
I'm not eating an entree that costs 69 cents. I'm Schmoop. Mm-hmm. Oh, for God's sakes. And people wonder why I'm screwed up. I swear to God. Things I have to deal with. I got yucks in the drive-thru and pot pie snobs at home.
Yep. Speaking of Chinese food,
yes.
did you know that the first fortune cookies are actually not traditional Chinese customs?
Really?
Well, they were invented in 1920 by a worker at the Ki Hyung Noodle Factory in San Francisco.
Really?
Yep. The first message inside it said, buy low, sell high.
I'll tell you what, one of the funniest things I ever read about fortune cookies was a short little blurb by Bill Maher, you know, our colleague, Jay.
Our colleague, our friend and colleague.
Yeah, he said, well, first of all, he hates to eat at Chinese restaurants because he's his health nut.
Right.
But if I'm going to sit through this fattening meal and I get a fortune cookie, I want it to be a fortune cookie. I got a fortune cookie the other day that said, you surround yourself with good friends. To which Bill Maher said, that's not a fortune. That's a compliment. If I'm getting a fortune cookie, I want a fortune.
Well, luckily, he has a fortune now.
Well,
thanks
yes,
to
he does.
All these years on HBO and private jet. And he's got security all around his house.
Garden his weed.
Yeah, even his weed is delivered via limo. he was on Mark Maron's podcast one time, and Maron had to go out to his house to do the interview, and they did it in a little guest house guard shack place on his property. You wouldn't even let Mark Maron into the main house. Well, you know, Jews. Yeah.
He's
not a big fan. The only black people he let into the house are the hookers.
And who wouldn't?
Hello? Oh? Yeah. And there's Brown Beasley in the house.
Oh, Brown Beasley.
The Beesmeister.
Brown Beasley listening in. Hoping for a Raiders victory today.
Yep. Without Terrell Pryor, yeah. Going to have to.
And by victory, and by a Raiders victory, he's hoping no one gets killed during the game.
Exactly. Exactly. Saw that the police in San Francisco had to release their suspect, the guy that they had arrested originally for murdering the Dodgers fan.
Yeah, well, Dodgers fan.
I know. I know. They weren't really sure if it was worth prosecuting. Yeah, God. Oh, if he'd been a, you know, Rockies fan or Cardinal fan, maybe, but...
Maybe. Oh, God, especially a Cardinals fan.
Yeah. National League Central champions.
Uh-huh.
Again. Seventh time in 9 years.
And without Tony La Russa, and I bet he is one pissed off mofo.
I bet he is.
How can they do that without me? I'm the greatest.
He and, He and Glenn Beck are sharing a little cry this morning.
Yeah.
And speaking of crying, did you see the Mariano Rivera, Andy Pettit?
Yes.
Rivera's last game at Yankee Stadium. Andy Pettit and Derek Jeter come out to the mound to get him. The cheater and the Jeter come out to get him. Yeah, well, you know, we're not allowed to really remind everybody that Andy Pettit took steroids.
No.
Because he apologized. It was a fake apology, but he apologized. Yeah. He's a good Christian. He's a good Christian. And we know he is because his wife and all his mistresses keep telling us he is. Anyway.
Just like Ted Nugent.
Yep. Anyway, then they came out there and got him, and Mario started bawling.
Mario's a good guy.
He is, but, continuing that
Mariano,
disturbing trend. That disturbing trend of men crying in public.
Yeah, you really shouldn't.
I'm not a fan. Let's take it inside, guys. So. All right.
Joey Flacco put a quelch to that. I'm playing football. I'm not going to be there for my wife's birthing of my child.
Yeah. And shout out to him for doing that, for standing up to all these feminists and these people out there. How can you not go to your birth of your own child? I got a football game to play.
How can I not go? I got a football game to play. I got a paycheck to collect. I got to provide for my family. Bitch.
Yeah, squeaking by on that. I'm just squeaking by on that $120 million contract. Now I got another mouth to feed.
Which I don't really deserve.
No, but he's got it anyway.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Beasley says he's in the queue, but I don't see any little blue thing come up. But, you know, we can, just for the fun of it anyway. We can play this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Brown Beasley. Or is it Beasley Brown? Makes no matter what his name is, he's the Beasley Man.
Coming to you on a dusty road. Good loving, I got a truckload.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, Beasley. And then the tweet deck.
I know.
That's my favorite
part. I love that intro. I think that intro is cool.
What's up, B-Man?
Hey, guys. You guys didn't like baseball when I brought it up last week. I was like, hey, what about baseball? You guys said,
no,
not baseball. Somebody gets murdered, a Dodger fan. They've taken the rivalry too far.
Maybe
we used to just insult them, maybe throw some peanuts at them, and perhaps question their sexual preferences. You know, even though we don't discriminate, but we could still make jokes. You know,
and then
they've turned it up a notch. You know, someone got killed at Dodger Stadium before Brian Stowe, and they killed a guy, and the guy got 55 years. And, you know, Brian Stowe, they turned him into...
That was a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Brian Stowe. But it got all, you know, you get more attention if you just get the shit beat out of you than if you get killed. I mean, look at Reginald Denny. There's something more egregious about a beating. But they let the guy go that stabbed him. He said it was self-defense. Well, I don't know. I'm glad I didn't go to that game. I was up here. I got tickets for the Raiders today. I'm supposed to be getting ready. Got to drive up there. Got to drive to the BART. Remember I told you guys last time I had tickets 2 weeks ago, too.
You got to drive to the BART.
Drive to the BART, then you take the BART in there, and then you are – and have you ever seen, like, Lock Up San Quentin?
Yeah.
that's how it feels. Like, it's like there's some rough-looking characters here and everything. In fact, I'm going to put a little scar on my face or something.
Maybe,
so
kind of
look
get,
the part,
get a Sharpie.
Right.
Get a Sharpie and draw a little teardrop right under the eye there. So.
There
I
you
need
go.
A few of them. They go hard. They're tough-looking and everything. And you're just
you
happy
put a little
people
scar
are being
on
light,
your
like,
face. All the women will be all over you.
The women look rougher than the guys.
I know.
The guys look like, a lot of the guys look like bikers, and the women look like they're biker mechanics. I mean, that's bad.
Yeah. So I was thinking, if you have a Giants fan killed at Dodger Stadium, and another one get the crap beat out of him, and a Dodger fan killed at Giants Stadium, basically the Giants and the Dodgers are just like the Crips and the Bloods, right? They're just gangs.
You know, the it sure is. The public has changed when I first started going as a little boy in 1965, 1966. They didn't let too many colors or the Latin types into the games. They barely let them play. And now, the Cholos, see, you know, Dodger Stadium is right by East L.A.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's the, they make movies about these people, you know. They're legendary. Let's face facts. The gangs in Los Angeles, the black and the Mexican gangs, they're like legendary. You know, they've been documented in film and everything, and for good reason. They're dangerous.
Yeah.
They're dangerous. The boys in the hood are always hard.
Yeah, but I remember when it was much more innocent, and it was a lot more, you know, just, you know, trash talking, and the fans in San Francisco, all they did was throw D-cell batteries at players.
Yeah, that's when it was nice. Back when they pour a cup of urine on you.
Yeah, that was when it was pleasant.
Yeah, when it was pleasant back in the days. If we can just go back to yesteryear. I'd rather get hit by a battery than stabbed a few times. That's a nice neighborhood too, where the guy got stabbed.
Huh. Evidently not.
Well, not for Dodger fans. It's, you can discriminate against the blue people. That's definitely discrimination. I remember they arrested the wrong guy for the Brian Stowe beating. He's like, I wasn't there. But his friends were there.
And, well, so, like, close enough.
It's not me. They found a gun. He was on parole. And, you know, he looked the part. He had tattoos all over his head and his neck and everything. And you should see the comments in the comment section of the different papers that covered it online. Fry him at dawn. Hang him at dawn. He shouldn't be alive. Kill him. He's like, I didn't do it. His lawyer said he didn't do it. And guess what? He didn't do it.
How about that?
He didn't do it.
Oh, hey. Beasley? Matt?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Ted Cruz is still talking. Let's see what Ted's going on about now.
I hear that today is International Coffee Day.
Whoops. I clicked the wrong one. Hold on.
We didn't crawl out from under no rocks. We didn't have no tails. We didn't come from monkeys who ate the Istic Pinko meathead.
All right. So Ted channeling his inner Archie Bunker there.
Yeah. Well, he's not done yet today, man.
I hear something in the background somewhere.
Yeah, he's not done yet, though.
Okay.
This one time in band camp. My fellow flute player Wesley and I snuck off into the woods after lights out. We discovered a pond. So we stripped naked, jumped in, and before you know it, Wesley and I were engaged in something magical. We began splashing about and fucking.
Hmm.
Oh. That's interesting.
Hey,
yeah,
we're
going
to have to ask you to turn down your TV or something in the background there, if you would.
You know something? I got to get ready for the game. I got to get out of here. It was good talking to you guys. Just want to know I remember you on Sunday mornings.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Go Raiders.
Thanks for dropping by, man. Go Raiders.
Sorry for that noise in the background.
No problem.
All right.
Have a good one, man. All right. Brown Beasley, everyone.
Yeah. And maybe
heading off to the Raiders game.
Yeah, maybe people didn't get to hear what Ted Cruz had to say, because it was pretty prophetic.
This one time in band camp, my fellow flute player Wesley and I snuck off into the woods after lights out. We discovered a pond. So we stripped naked, jumped in, and before you know it, Wesley and I were engaged in something magical. We began splashing about and fucking.
Oh.
That's interesting. Yeah. I'm glad we cut him off, though. Phew.
Yeah. Ted was going to get into
it. This is a family show.
This is a family show.
Exactly.
Don't need to get into what Ted was about to be engaging in. Those activities, yeah.
Couple flute players. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Before his Princeton days. Yeah. Most people wait till they get to college before they start, experimenting in
exactly.
Alternative lifestyles.
I'll tell you what, though, Jay. You know who was experimenting yesterday?
Who?
Well, the Schmoopster.
Oh, yeah.
Tea break with Schmoop.
Hola, Schmoopalicious.
Hola, J-Man.
Ooh.
I know.
Oh, you need to call up True Peacock with that.
Well, since you mentioned that, he kind of gives me the creeps.
So uh-huh.
I thought I'd give you a little bit of goo. So dig it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. I go to Walmart yesterday with my old-ass brother who can't walk very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to make a chicken dish.
Ooh.
Well, I saw it on Facebook. So,
yeah.
I buy huge, huge ass chicken breasts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Six of them. Huge, huge. $9.30. Are we there?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
We are there.
It is so freaking hot.
I know. And then I boiled the chicken and then cut them up. But you know what I did with the chicken?
Oh, boy.
I touched them with my hands.
Oh, why would you do that?
Dude.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Oh, you handled raw chicken.
I handled raw chicken. And then I used 3 great big breasts of chicken.
Hmm.
With my hands.
Ugh.
And guess what?
What?
I didn't wash my hands.
Oh. You didn't wash your hands.
No. Ugh. I rinsed them off. Is that okay?
You gotta wash them with antibacterial soap and hot water.
Really?
Otherwise.
Oh, my goodness.
You might die.
Oh, my.
Did you spray down the counter?
No.
With a bleach and antibacterial cleaner?
No, sir, I did not.
You people are living in a bacterial cesspool.
I like it. Oh, guess what else I did?
What?
Oh, no, wait. There's more.
Oh.
The other day, I broke my toothbrush. So, I used mats.
Oh, man. What are you people trying to do here?
Well, it's our germs, right?
I guess.
Are you creeped out now?
Just a little.
Well, that's how I feel about Drew.
Well, but I tell you what. I know Here's how Rachel Ray feels right now.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I
kind of
needed that.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's... Yeah. God, next you're going to tell me you use the same bar of soap.
No, actually, we do have body wash.
Oh.
But we do use it the same.
But it avoids the awkwardness of... Yeah. Man, there's just germs just all over you guys' place.
Yeah, it is. And I like it. What's wrong with germs? You got a problem with germs?
Yeah, got a lot of problems with germs, man. You got salmonella.
No.
Thriving on your counter.
I don't have it thriving. Oh, my God.
I think so. It's there.
You have a problem. Oh, and there. I wrapped them all up in foil and put them in the freezer, the last ones that I had. So.
No, that's okay. That's what I do with mine.
Oh.
But I...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't handle
up in foil. You don't handle them. You have those...
I don't handle raw meats. It's not an enjoyable experience. It really isn't so much the germs as the ickiness, the icky feel. Oh. Oh, it gives me those hibby-jibbies.
The hibby-jibbies?
Or whatever.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I like to handle raw meat, and I do it now with my hand because you hate it.
You're probably going to start. I bet you preheated the oven, too.
I did.
And then you went straight to bed without checking to make sure the door was locked.
No, I don't do that.
you're in open defiance now.
Yeah, I had the door was totally unlocked. Actually, it was open. And the oven was on, and then I took a 3-hour nap.
Living dangerously.
I know I am.
I bet you handle raw hamburger meat too without any gloves on.
I don't. Are you okay? Don't throw up, honey.
That's okay. If you can stand that, the feeling, man. I could still feel it like hours later.
How on earth do you make meatloaf? Or do you make meatloaf? I don't know. You southern
gloves.
People don't
food
make
safe meatloaf. Gloves. Where's your food safe gloves?
You don't want to go in there and feel it, how it's going to be or what?
No.
You got to feel the meat.
No, it's cold. It's cold and slimy. And your hands stay cold and slimy for the next 18 hours.
Well, I'll tell you what. First time I ever made meatloaf in my first apartment, I used to chew my nails.
Uh-oh.
And I chewed them to the quick.
Uh-huh.
This has been 30 years ago. And I decided to make meatloaf one day. So I put everything in there, and I put my hands in there, and I'm doing the thing the meatloaf does.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost like a cartoon cat on the freaking ceiling. As soon as I stuck my hands in there, because my hands were so, oh my God, it was horrid.
Yeah, see?
Food safe gloves, really?
Yeah, food safe gloves.
Well,
should wear them if you're handling any, like, hot peppers or anything like that, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I would just handle
them. Never be too careful.
I would just handle them. Just like meat. You know.
Well, you know, if you're into that. That's the kind of thing you enjoy doing.
Excuse me. Where do you buy these food safe gloves?
Oh, Walmart, Walgreens, places like that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you would have had a good time with me at Walmart yesterday.
Oh, I'm sure I would have.
There was a lot of Asians there.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of Asians in Bagwine, Ohio, huh?
Yeah. They were all at Walmart, and I don't know why.
They were shopping.
Well, this one poor little lady.
Soy sauce and noodles. And
Well, this one poor little lady is walking out in the parking lot in front of us, and she's kind of looking everywhere. She evidently didn't know where her car was. I felt really bad for her.
Yeah.
I didn't help her out any, but I felt bad.
No. You know, back in the day when cars had these antennas that didn't electronically retract, you know? They would
I know.
Burn. You could put a banana on your antenna, and then you'd know where your car was. Not a real banana. A plastic banana.
Oh, I
know. Antenna banana. Banana antenna. Whatever.
We always park in the same spot.
Yeah. It's usually not hard for me to find my car because it's the oldest one there.
Well, and also, I'm the only one with a Galapagos. Never mind. It's a green car.
No.
Yeah, Galapagos green is what they call it.
Really?
Yeah, I know.
Did they verify that green? I mean, did they go to the Galapagos and...
You know, I don't know.
Study the green.
When I got my neon, it was deep amethyst. That motherfucker was purple when it was a piece of shit.
Yeah, see, you had a neon and I had a Plymouth Reliant K and a Plymouth Sundance.
Did you?
Yeah, and a Plymouth Sundance, too.
Oh, noes.
Yep, two-door, air conditioning didn't work.
Hang on, honey.
Okay.
You're listening to I'm Stupid on the BTR Network, and I'm naked.
All right.
Boy,
living dangerously.
You guys talked for quite a while.
Yeah, living dangerously there, handling the meat without any food safe gloves on and not scrubbing the hands thoroughly with antibacterial soap.
Nope. We live on the edge here, J-Man.
Live for today.
Yep. Be dead tomorrow, but we live for today.
That's right. Oh, hey.
Yes.
Ted Cruz, still talking.
Yeah. Really?
It just doesn't matter if we win or we lose. It just doesn't matter.
So high strong.
Yeah, he's a little worked up here. Him and his tea party pals.
Maybe Profucius could calm him down a little.
I bet he could.
Do not impose on others what you yourself do not desire, unless you want your neighbor to screw your wife so that you may watch the football game in peace. And solitude.
See?
Yeah.
Good advice,
you know,
right
that's,
there.
That, you know, that is good advice, and there's probably a lot of men out there who probably think that's not such a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. Not bad at all. Speaking of politics and all this, in the continuing resolution, the budget deal, and the debt limit, and all this stuff. One of the great political shows of all time, Matt.
Oh, I know where you're going with this one, J-Man.
The McLaughlin Group.
I love them.
John McLaughlin, 137 years old and still
yeah.
at it. He yeah. and Larry King, you know, used to debate over, you know, James Madison and Thomas Jefferson.
Because they were there.
Like they were there. And the McLaughlin Group, you know, you get a bunch of brilliant political minds together and they yell at each other and he throws out issue one. And then they give nonsensical answers or whatever. And of course that McLaughlin Group has been celebrated on Saturday Night Live a couple of times. Dana Carvey. And, yeah. And of course the late great Phil Hartman.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sinatra Group, which was one of the great skits of all time. And,
yeah.
So we thought we would celebrate the McLaughlin Group also this week.
How could we not?
Yeah, with our correspondent, Guy on Your Dick, and Malcolm Eckstein, and Dixie Ozark, and Bobby Kelly, all there. Bobby Kraft, all there. All there. Just keep going. Just keep going. So here we go with great political punditry, guys.
Can't wait.
From Washington, the McLaughlin Group, the American original. For over three decades, the sharpest minds, best sources, hardest talk.
Issue one. Rouhani on the line. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, a friend of Mattman's, and President Barack Obama had an historic phone conversation on Friday. First U.S.-Iran contact in 34 years. Will Iran be Obama's legacy? I ask you, Guy on Your Dick.
I met Hassan Rouhani back in 1994 when we were both matriculating at Glasgow Caledonian University. Rouhani studying the law, and I studying journalism co-eds, wearing tight argyle sweaters and short plaid skirts. I attended a St. Swithin's Day keg and haggis party with him one time, and even back then, he refused to shake hands with folks, because as Rouhani said, shaking hands leads to sex, and I already have 5 kids. Rouhani's reach out to the international community will show itself to be as empty as his non-handshake. Rouhani is but a smiling face put out there by Supreme Leader Khamenei. During Rouhani's charm offensive, the Supreme Leader of Iran will secretly have his people centrifuging the hell out of some plutonium. Thus, President Obama will fail in his bid to melt down the Iranian nuclear program, in spite of not being able to accept President Rouhani's amicable yet firm non-handshake.
Dixie Ozark.
Well, y'all know how I feel about men with beards. Never liked them, never will. The way I figure it is if you have to grow a beard to cover your face, then you're probably covering something else up too. God only knows what those guys in ZZ Top were trying to cover up over the years. Same goes for the Duck Dynasty guys. They probably left a trail of dead underage hookers behind them, or even worse. Although I hate to think what could be worse. Anyway, if this Mr. Rouhani would shave that beard, I'd find him much more trustworthy.
Malcolm Eckstein, what say you?
Shit. Being half-Muslim and growing up under the tutelage of a Muslim mama named Aisha, I knows me a little something about Shiites. That Rouhani, shit, he a camel in sheep's clothing. Sure, he puts on a friendly face, but behind that smile is a 20-megatron bomb waiting to go off. That's right. President Obama's legacy isn't to be that he derailed Iran's nuclear program. His legacy is going to be that he gave rise to Cuban Canadians in the U.S. Senate. And come on, you ain't getting no pussy with that legacy. Good thing Obama already be married and shit. Yeah, I said that.
Bobby Kraft, your thoughts? Well, I tell you what, I went to college with an Iranian fellow by the name of Zahir, lived in my dorm. He was an okay guy, I guess. I mean, I liked him all right. Wasn't any good at ping pong, though. But he was pretty good at math. So if none of the Asian dudes or that one guy from Sri Lanka weren't around, people could take their calculus homework to Zaheer and he'd help them out. I mean, he's nice like that. One thing weird about him, though, is he couldn't pronounce the word dumpster. He'd always say dumpter. And that would always just crack me up. But, you know, he never laughed. In fact, I don't remember him laughing hardly any jokes. And I just don't think you can trust people who ain't got a sense of humor.
Wrong! It will be both Obama's and John Kerry's legacy. Issue 2. Debt Limit Circus back in town. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being a snowflake's chance in heck, and 10 a metaphysical certainty, what are the chances that the GOP extracts concessions from Obama in exchange for yet another debt limit increase? I ask you, Dixie Doo-a-roo.
Oh, I reckon it's about a 4 or even a 5. I don't think the concessions from Obama will be anything big. Just a couple of small things that will piss me off.
Guy?
I'd have to say a 4. The Republicans may get some type of delay in Obamacare, but I wouldn't bet a 6-pack of Stella Artois on that.
Cheesy Craft.
I think I'm just going to go with a 1 on this because, you know, I just think Obama's just plumb out of patience with them Republicans, and I think he's ready to make John Boehner cry again.
Malcolm Existentialstein.
I'd have to say a 7. And I say 7 for 2 reasons. Number 1, that Senator Ted Cruz nut is a ruthless mofo. And number 2, 7 is the only number that translates well into Ebonics. Yeah, I said that.
Wrong! The answer is 3.14593.
Bye-bye. Happy.
This is former President Richard Nixon back from the grave to remind you that failure to listen to IWS radio would be criminal.
All right.
There you go.
There you go. Political punditry at its finest.
At its finest. The studio audience even snorted, J-Man.
Yeah, well, there we go. All right.
I wonder what one Ted Cruz thinks.
And another thing. Christmas is less than 3 months away. And you know what I'd like for Christmas? I'd like to see Obamacare repealed. And I'd like a set of Tinker Toys. Tinker Toys are cool. You can build almost anything out of Tinker Toys. I could probably build a better healthcare plan out of Tinker Toys than what we're getting with Obamacare. I could also build a replica of my friend Senator John McCain and then crush it inside of a hot waffle iron. Hell, I could construct a Tinker Toy Sarah Palin and then fuck the hell out of it.
What? What did he say there at the end?
Hello.
Well,
apparently
they are. They
apparently
are
his
close.
Door swings both ways, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, she said she was sending him a case of elk or moose jerky.
Yes.
So I guess.
Well, I know he's got a wife, but I didn't know he liked men too. What?
Yeah.
Wait,
what?
Huh.
All righty then. Ted.
Teddy.
And if you guys out there, if you think Ted Cruz is knucking futs, or if you want to defend him and think he's wonderful, call us up. Let us know.
At 661-244-9852. Did you hear that? 9852. You know who should call us up, J-Man?
Who's that?
Our newest correspondent.
You would think.
You would think she would, you know.
You would think.
Trying to get some feedback from the public and from
you. Oh, yeah. And she can talk about the process a little. Because, you know, media types like to talk about the process.
But you know she won't. You know why? Because now she's recorded and been on air. And now she's a big wig and doesn't have time for us little people.
That's right. That's right.
Now, and as she types in the chat room, she has football to watch.
Right. She's got that big 0-3 Vikings versus 0-3 Steelers game from London to watch.
Woo-hoo!
Because, you know, it's in... It being in London makes it a, you know, intellectually superior and culturally superior game. So
yeah.
It's like Gwyneth Paltrow letting us know
mm-hmm.
how superior London is. But you know what? It's not superior to Walgreens though. I got to tell you what happened to me at Walgreens this week, man.
What?
When I went to get the Pepsis because they had it's 3-for-10
right.
deal.
Right.
So I go down
can't
there.
Can't beat that.
Yes, you can. As it turns out. I get my Pepsis and I come up there to the register. And the girl working the register whips out a coupon. And she says, I was at Edwards Groceries yesterday, and that's not the people-pleasing place.
No, not at all.
She's at Edwards. Where Edwards Groceries saves you money. Anyway.
God.
Anyway. And she says that they had this stack of coupons. Buy 3 12 packs of Pepsi, get $2 off. And she says, so I took a bunch of them, and I'm anybody who's doing the 3-for-10 deal today, I'm giving them the coupon so they can get 3-for-8. Now that is customer service right there. You're not going to get customer service like that just anywhere because that's a dying art in America. You know, at the drive-thru in Bagwan, Ohio, you may get banned for trying to pull a stunt like that.
Yes, you would.
You might lose your job if you said, hey, I got a bunch of coupons from Walgreens. I'm going to let people, you know, have a bargain today. So anyway, shout out to Chantel working the register at Walgreens. And that she's a nice lady with a great personality.
Really?
So, yeah, and by the way, yes, Chantel is white. America's dirty little secret. White people give their kids the same names as black people do.
Well, that's okay, because I went to high school with a black missy.
Well, see?
See? It all evens out.
So anyway, shout out to Chantel, and thanks for the $2 off. 3 12-packs for $8. I should have gone back later and done it again and put on a fake beard.
You should have.
A little disguise.
But anyway, here's the Chantel.
Absolutely. Taking care of her customers.
Yeah.
Oh. Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz.
Really?
Oh, boy. He's really getting wound up now.
Oh, boy.
All right. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. I'm dying in your bed many years from now. Would you be willing to trade all the day from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives? But they'll never take our freedom!
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
He's on horseback now. Dude brought out every prop he could think of. And the great thing about it is this is just Ted, just, you know, and he believes in America. He's not some raging megalomaniac or something like that.
Oh, hell no.
No. As, you know, he's not like Peter King described him as a holier-than-thou fraud And Peter King calling somebody else a holier than thou fraud. That's really the most entertaining part of all of this.
In fact, when he heard Peter King call him that, J-Man, Ted Cruz said this.
And another thing. Christmas is less than 3 months away. And you know what I'd like for Christmas? I'd like to see Obamacare repealed. And I'd like a set of Tinker Toys. Tinker Toys are cool. You can build almost anything out of Tinker Toys.
Sorry,
I could probably build a better health care plan out of Tinker Toys than what we're getting with Obamacare. I could also build a replica of my friend Senator John McCain and then crush it inside of a hot waffle iron. Hell, I could construct a Tinker Toy Sarah Palin and then fuck the hell out of it.
Uh-huh.
Did I replay that?
Yeah, it's okay, though.
No, it's not, because someone, my personal assistant, didn't cross it off the list.
A good craftsman never blames his tools or his personal assistant.
No, you know what Ted Cruz actually said, J-Man?
What?
And another thing. When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the dogs get together and they all begin to shout, hey, hey, Uncle Fudd, it's a peach, peach, peach on the Mississippi mud. What a day. La-da-da.
Yeah, see?
A little sing along.
Yes.
I ain't gonna try to, you know, lead the Senate chamber in a rousing rendition of She'll Be Coming Around the Corner When She Comes. Hey, you know that, today is also National Coffee Day.
Yes, I know it is.
Did you drink you some coffee this morning?
Yeah, I had 3 cups.
Ooh, 3. Now, is this regular cups or do you have those jumbo cups?
No, regular cups.
Okay. I've considered taking up the coffee habit.
Really?
Yeah, I think maybe I need another bad habit.
Should.
Well, a cup of coffee. The only time I really drink coffee is in the wintertime. And if I'm at a hotel. Hotels are always cold.
Yes.
And
dark.
Down for the
and dank.
Yeah. Yes. Well, the ones I stay at are.
Yeah.
And in a sketchy part of town.
Very good.
And, you know, I go downstairs for the continental breakfast. You know,
yes.
a little paper bowl of Cheerios or day old donut or something. You know, we put the coffee down there, but you got to drink it. Even if you're staying at a hotel that has the coffee maker in the room, you've got to make the coffee and drink it because you're paying for it anyway, right?
Right.
So you don't want to give them that freebie. You want to make them have to replace it each day, just like the soaps.
Put the soaps in. And damn, what you want your soap replaced every day, don't you?
Oh, hell yeah. Well, first of all, they all have these little bitty bars of soap, and I'm not a little man, so, you know, use up the soap, man.
I'll tell you what, J-Man. Profucius has something to say about that.
When anger rises, think of the consequences, and then wipe the crime scene clear and remove all your fingerprints.
He is a smart man.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. A little CSI tip for you there.
Yeah. And with 32 minutes left, you can always call in at 661-244-9852 on the Big Dick Hotline. Dana.
Mm-hmm. How do you like your... Oh, and guests in the room. New guests in there. Give us a call. And how do you like your coffee, Matt? You like your coffee like you like your women, black and sassy?
You knew that was coming, didn't you? Exactly. I do like a black and just a half a pack of artificial sugar.
A little sweet and low?
Yeah, or Splenda or whatever.
Yeah, the blue stuff or the pink stuff? That's
The pink stuff.
The pink pack, all right.
Yeah. That's how I roll.
A little creamer in mine.
I don't mind that if I have it, but I can do without.
Yeah.
I'm flexible.
Yeah, maybe a little French vanilla creamer.
Mm.
Or a little.
Now you're getting sexy.
Getting tasty. Yeah, maybe a little hazelnut.
Nah.
Maybe some brown sugar.
No.
No.
Okay. Because now you're getting into that almond soy thing.
All right. People love their coffee, though, man.
Yes, they do. And they love the rivers, J-Man.
Well, who doesn't like to go down to the river?
Because, you know, today is River Appreciation Day.
Yeah, and I'd never heard of it. But, you know, it's good that we appreciate our rivers every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, by dumping toxic waste and chicken sludge sewage into them and what have you.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is...
Down by you, it's called the Buffalo River, right?
We got the White River, and we have the Buffalo River down here. And the Buffalo River is the big one. It's one of the first national parks,
mm-hmm.
And then the Buffalo River Forest, and you got the upper river and the lower river, and it is a tourist attraction. People come from all over, go down there and float the Buffalo River, and a lot of people that promote it, including our good friend, Swifty Simmons.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all. Swifty Simpson here for the Buffalo River Floaters. As another great summer here in God's country comes to a close, we just want to let y'all know that there's still time for some great floating and camping to be done. Buffalo River is a little low right now in the upper area near Ponca, but on the lower river around Hasty, it's just perfect. Which works out great, because don't nobody want to float past that nude beach at Ponca with all those hairy fat men hanging around. Personally, I find this time of year the best time of year for weekend floating trips. The heat isn't nearly as oppressive during the days, and these cool nights are great for cuddling in the tents. If this tent is a rockin', don't bother knocking, am I right? You just want to be careful and watch out for snake! See? Them copper dam heads are all over the place down here, but, you know, they're just as afraid of you as you are of them, unless you're as afraid of them as I am. Also, elk. There's lots of them, and they ain't nearly as friendly as you might think. Trust me, I know. The biggest thing you need to remember is only go ashore and set up camp in those designated camping areas. The last thing you want to do is camp on someone's private property. They don't take kindly to that at all. Don't be out wandering around too far from camp either, because then sometimes you wander onto the property and, well, again, I'm speaking from experience on this. Bad, bad memories. Anywho, y'all come on down and get in one more great float trip before it turns cold and lonely. For the Buffalo River Floaters, I'm Swifty Simpson, choosing to chance the rapids and daring to dance the tide. You're listening to IWS Radio on the BTR Network. Be sure to catch us on the internet at IWSradio.com. You know, I've never actually gone canoeing.
Really?
Floating on the Buffalo.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Oh, all these years. I'm not a camper. Not a camping type guy.
God, I love to camp.
The great outdoors really isn't my thing.
I'll tell you what, camping is so good, J-Man, that I had tent sex with my wife, and I liked it. That is how good it is. It was raining that day.
Oh, no, that sounds kind of nice. In the rain, get into the tent.
My wife. Please
cuddled
do.
Cuddled up.
Yeah.
Somebody.
She's all yours.
Somebody.
Hello? Anyone?
No, but it doesn't sound like a good time. I think I'd probably
wear...
Oh,
God, it's great.
I, I, would probably be wearing food safe gloves the entire time if I was out there.
Whether you were cooking or not.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not. It's not like I'm not going to dive into the river. Oh no, 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 no.
What? Why not?
No, 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 no. That's nasty, slimy water that Tyson's chicken had been dumping their sewage into.
Well,
no,
yeah,
no,
down
no.
there, but you know, come up to Ohio, the Ohio River. It's clean
wait,
as hell.
What, they're just dumping, you know, chemicals.
No, it's just coal.
Chemical waste.
Coal and phosphates and
mm-hmm.
mercury.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know it. I mean, all kinds of crazy ass stuff being dumped in the river. You saw that great big huge rubber ducky that floated into the downtown Pittsburgh this week, didn't you?
No.
Oh God, world's largest rubber duck floating down the Ohio, or the Monongahela. There you go.
Yes.
And the Cowabunga or whatever the other one is.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, they great big huge, and you know, it started out as a regular size one.
Yeah.
Whatever's in that water made it
just got
huge.
Big, didn't it?
It did.
Got like Alex Rodriguez.
It did.
Oh God, I love river towns. I love Louisville.
Driven through there.
Yeah. I don't even have a joke for that. I just actually do like Louisville.
No. Well, no, river towns are cool. Living on the river is cool. You know, you can go down there and kick back and watch the barges move slowly through.
Yeah.
And see people out there on their boats doing some
mm-hmm.
fishing.
Yeah. Or
the divers going down there gonna grab a big old catfish.
Or a body.
Or a body. Yeah, but you know the Buffalo, man, it's just a nice, beautiful, little serene river. You just go cruising down it on the canoe.
Yeah,
drinking
it has
a beer.
Character, doesn't it? Rivers.
Yeah.
Rivers have character.
Yeah. If you're lucky, a nude beach here and there.
Yeah. In fact, here in Clark County, here near Bagwine, you know, we got the Mad River. The Miami River.
Yeah.
The Stillwater. And they all come to confluence in Dayton, Ohio.
See? Pittsburgh isn't the only three-river city.
Exactly. Thank you.
So, you go canoeing, kayaking?
Oh, God, yeah. We used to do that all the time. Not all the time. That was, you know, I shouldn't say all the time, because that would mean all the time. But, no, we did that frequently. Oh, yeah, we canoed a lot when we were kids. Ever since I was in high school.
Yeah. Did you guys have races? Did you race?
No, we appreciated nature. We appreciated nature by canoeing down the river and drinking beer underage, little Schaefer's action going on.
Going to do some fishing?
I didn't tell you about my fishing thing. I used to get my fishing license every year.
Mm-hmm.
And did it for a couple of years with Rhino, and then discovered he'd rather throw rocks into the lake or the
right.
river. And Well, my fishing years stopped.
Yeah, well.
So.
You ever go out there to that big reservoir and get the kayak out?
No.
Go riding around?
No.
No?
No. No, the closest I get to water anymore is taking a shower. And even then, it's not that frequently because, well, I'm done with water.
trying to keep that water bill reasonable.
Well, yeah, exactly. Which we don't even pay, but, you know, I'm trying to conserve.
Oh. Yeah. Now Ted Cruz is really fired up now.
Is he really?
Ihr seid heute hier in dieser Muschelnur ein Ausschnitt dessen, was außer ihr über ganz Deutschland steht.
Ooh.
Und wir möchten nun, dass ihr deutsche Jungs und deutsche Mädchen.
Damn.
Uh-huh. Now, of course, it's an outrage if anybody compares him to Hitler.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He
because
can
he
call
never did it anyway. No.
Right. Everybody who disagrees with him, he called him a Nazi appeaser, but now come on.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, this was
have a
funny.
Sense of humor.
I saw it Friday, and then I saw it again today on Fox and Friends. Oh, God, Fox is saying all they did was, you know, show Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, and all. They didn't show Ted Cruz bringing up the Neville Chamberlain.
Uh-huh.
No, they didn't show that.
No.
And
yes,
I have
yes,
one more.
Dana. Yes, Dana. Cheap hotels, but not camping. I have to draw the line somewhere, don't I?
God, that sounds like Schmoop. You guys seem to be in agreement. And I have one more for Profucius, but it seems that Schmoop marked off number 6, but not number 5, so I don't know if that's correct. You know, I would just like someone to work with me here.
It's a professional operation here.
And I just got the middle finger, but that's okay.
Hey, there you go. So, give it a try.
Okay, let's do number 6, because I don't think I've... And then watch me have egg roll on my face. What?
An oppressive government is more to be feared than a tiger. An oppressive government made up of tigers. Oh, my.
Always saving the best for last.
That's right. Always go out on a winner.
Yeah, I think we'll have to keep Profusus around.
Well, see, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know that the Chinese invented toilet paper?
Did they really?
All the way back in the late 1300s.
Wow.
But it was for emperors only.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, actually, unfortunately, it's that really rough sandpaper type toilet paper that you get in the restrooms at Target and McDonald's.
That they supply today.
Right, exactly. For 2 cents per package of 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that stuff. It's not even wide enough. It's so, it's awful. This is like actual paper.
You know what I always found funny? That it's, you know, National River Day.
Yeah.
That a river that flows through China is called the Yellow River.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. We're not allowed to make any jokes about that either, because it'd be racist.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's a westernization of the name, because it's actually the Yellow River. And Yellow is the Chinese word for... Chinese bathhouse. So, there you go.
Yeah, educational show. It's an educational
Always.
Show. Yeah. Just like, did you know that all of China is one time zone?
Really?
Yep. Yep. 1899.
That may have been the funniest thing we said all day. It was very good, J-Man. That was pretty good.
Oh, well.
And we only have 16 minutes left, so if anyone would like to call in, Dana, Jamie, anyone, at 661-244-9852.
Yeah. Yeah, the Chinese were also the first in the world to use stirrups. All the way back in the 3rd century. Yep. Before that, they'd just tie women's ankles to the bedpost to do the exams. Wait, I got more. I got more. Don't worry. We're good.
Okay.
The first known species of Homo erectus, the Peking man, was found in China and lived between 300,000 and 550,000 years ago, and it's thought that he knew how to manipulate fire. And the ladies. Ah, oh, yeah.
That's good stuff right there.
That's gold. That's gold.
That is gold. Yeah.
You know that it was customary for wealthy men and women in China to grow their pinky fingernail really long as a sign of their societal rank.
Really?
Yeah, they would decorate it with gold or silver and guards to protect it and stuff like that.
Huh.
Of course, it was also their cocaine snorting nail.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so lots of good stuff about China.
What have we got here? A fucking comedian.
Yes.
No, I like China.
Oh, me too.
I like Chinese women.
I know you do.
In fact, when
oh,
I
God,
see
you're
one,
not gonna get creepy, are you?
When I see one, I say,
you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need.
I thought you were going to say this.
Yep. But if anybody ever asks,
what would you do if you had $1 million?
I'll tell you what I'd do, man. Two chicks at the same time, man.
Two Asian chicks.
That's right. I usually do well with the Asians.
Oh, I know. In fact, Jay, when an Asian chick says, when an Asian chick sees you, or an Asian family, or whatever, they usually say,
get in my belly!
You know?
Oh, man, worst trouble I almost ever got into. When I was in college, we went to this Chinese restaurant there in Fayetteville, or Vietnam, as we called it. And we go in, and it's right next door to a Korean restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And we go in, and they have this bulletin board right there at the door, and it's got the menu on it, but they also have all of the dogs that are up for adoption at the Humane Society. And I'm looking at it going, no, I'm gonna order off this menu here. Ooh,
oh,
sauteed German Shepherd. Let's do this.
Uh-huh. A little sour barking.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Man, Dana's just not going to call in. I tell you what, she does a correspondent piece for us, knocks it out of the park, and she won't call in to, you know, bask in the glory.
Yeah, that was very good.
All right.
You know, if that was me, I'd be saying, yeah, I did that.
Hell yeah. I'd be calling in, talking about all the hours I'm sweating over a hot computer.
Exactly.
Downloading WavePad.
Yeah. Oh, she had to do all that too?
Yeah. God, it must have taken forever to, you know, pick out the headset you wanted to use. All the options you've got out there.
And as Dana says in the chat room, she is humble. She has always been very humble, J-Man.
Very much so. Yeah. Very, very humble.
And with her saying that, you know what?
Oh, you're going straight to hell for that one.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Our humble, smugly superior correspondent.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Oh, good for you.
You know, sometimes, J-Man, people would like to tell Dana to do this.
Lighten up, Francis.
You know,
yeah,
but they don't.
There have been a few people out there, I think, who have said that. And there are probably a few people when they heard that it was Dana, they said,
no, God, please, no, no, no.
But then again, some people probably tuned into this show thinking they were going to hear quality comedy, and instead...
I've been hornswoggled.
Not true at all.
But you know what? At least Jamie's still with us.
289, you're with Stupid, and you are...
Oh, God.
Jamie!
I wake up to my cats judging me. They stare blankly as if to say, is this what you had in mind for your life? If it is, you may want to consider sleeping pills or a tall bridge, because in our view, you're pathetic. Or they're hungry. And I waited gluttonously for Christ or some savior, other than cheap wine and chocolate. Turns out he's in a restroom off Highway 5, pulling splinters out of his hand so he can masturbate before his cheeseburger arrives.
Meet Jamie.
Yes.
Jamie is our favorite Canadian.
There, now you're fucked. I'm in good company when I'm with Stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There, now you're fucked.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Do you know that cricket fighting is really popular in China?
Is it really?
Yeah, Chinese kids keep crickets as pets. Trying to train them to be to cricket fights. Of course, the losing crickets are toppings on their frozen pizzas.
Well, I was going to say, so are the winners.
So.
Yeah. So we have 7 minutes left. At 661-244-9852.
And
you
I know
suck.
What you're saying.
You know,
yes, I know what you're saying,
suck.
People. See, I know what they're all out there going, you know, 7 minutes, you could just end it. Oh, no.
No, we can't.
Oh, no, we're going all the way.
Yeah, that's right.
Real quick, I wonder what Obama thinks of Ted Cruz.
He's a jackass.
I know. Exactly.
That one's right. Yeah.
That's about the one time you played that he was right.
I know. Yeah. You know what? You got a Ted Cruz that I started to play, but then I cut off. I don't think we ever played it.
What's I did?
National Coffee Day, Ted Cruz. Wasn't that the 3?
What? We can always look.
Give it a try.
I hear that today is International Coffee Day. I like coffee. It would have been nice to have some coffee to keep me going while I was giving my 21-plus-hour speech the other day. Of course, if I had had coffee during my epic diatribe, I probably would, at some point, have peed my pants. It would have been embarrassing for the American public to see me with a pee stain on my britches. I am fortunate that they didn't see the shit stain on the back of my trousers that happened when I took a dump around hour 13. And speaking of dumps, let me tell you.
There you go.
Speaking of dumps, this Senate office building is a ghetto.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there hasn't been any definitive determination as to whether or not he was wearing a catheter or if he was wearing a diaper or what.
Oh God, he had to be wearing a diaper.
You can't possibly go 21 hours without having.
Because he probably got one from David Vitter.
David. Senator Vitter, I need to borrow one of your diapers.
Exactly. And on the back of it, it said, "Go, Daddy."
Uh-huh. Would you like Pampers or would you like a cloth diaper?
But you know, J-Man, we only have to go in there a couple minutes before the song kicks in.
Yeah, the show closer, which is, well, actually, we're just right at it. Why don't we just go ahead and do it?
What the hell? Go ahead.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Yep,
thanks, Matt.
Thanks, J-Man, and thanks, Dana, for playing along and recording.
Thanks, Dana. Good job.
People gather around and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They keep time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the people beat their feet on the Mississippi mud. Lordy, how they play it. Goodness, how they sway it. Uncle Joe, Uncle Jim, how they pound the mire with vigor and vim. Joy, the music thrills me. Boy, it nearly kills me. What a show when they go. Say they beat it up either fast or slow. When the sun goes down, tide goes out, the people gather round, they all begin to shout. Say hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no van. They keep time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the people beat their feet on the Mississippi mud. Gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. It's a treat to beat your feet on the Mississippi mud. What a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They keep time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the people beat the feet. When the people beat the feet. when people beat the feet on the Mississippi Mud.